I remember one time I was on the way to work, and it was getting late. It was coming normally in Lagos. It was naturally that distance is like 15, 20 minutes drive. You know, if you live in Lagos, you understand what that means. You know, 15, 20 minutes drive means that you could spend 3-4 hours sometimes on your way to work or on your way to wherever you're going to. So a 15 minutes drive, if that's what Google will be confused sometimes. Like, okay, you get to your destination in 15, 50, 70 minutes. Because Google is confused. Because, hey, a 15 minutes drive going by the standard of what the distance, the measurement should be, could take you 2-3 hours. And then you're confused. Like, what's going on? Google says sometimes they speak in pidgin just because of the confusion. But, hey, bottom line, I was on my way to work that day. I think
We're both
going to work, yes.
Okay.
And then
I need to know where this is going.
You know, we took... You know, from driving, we packed.
Okay.
Just so we can beat the traffic off a certain portion of the road.
Okay.
And then being some level of, you know, celeb, we're going to say, we cannot just say, okay, we want to carry a bag just like that. But when I'm going somewhere, we now took, I had to order a ride after we beat the first set of traffic. We had to order a ride. I remember that the rider... was us bawling, you know. There was traffic just ahead again. It was us bawling. I mean, the driver was taking his time. He was whistling. He was like, this traffic. He kept on talking about the traffic and the traffic and the traffic. I'm like, oh, God, we needed to do something about, we need to get to work in time. So we had to end that ride. And then I just looked at her and I said, you know what? We're on the express right now. We need to, like, get to work. It's going to be disastrous if we both don't get to work.
And
we had to take a bike.
We flew the thing.
Now, here's the thing. We took a bike. First of all, it is illegal right now to be on the express on the bike. So, yes, we did something illegal, I know. But don't call the police for me.
Hey, I wasn't there. Yeah.
So, yes.
I wasn't.
So, but these bikers, because we understand that they have their way. They have their corner where they get the pass. At that point, we didn't care about, if you like, see me, if you don't see me, na you, Sabi. You know, we didn't care about that. We just needed to get to work.
Yeah.
And then here is the baffling part of the entire story. It's not like we just took a bike and that's it. Well, people be like, well, everybody takes a bike. Oh boy, before we knew it, this guy, because he was dodging tax force, boom, he just took one way. Hey, one way on the express. How do you tell the bike man to stop when he's on the express facing oncoming trailers and vehicles? And then, as if that was not enough, this bros was using one hand to ride in top speed, and the other hand, he was telling trailers, do like this, so they give them thumbs up to say, please go left. Please, so that give me space.
I remember that day.
Oh, boy.
I came back when I dropped, my legs were shaking, and I held my hand on my chest, and I told you, never again, never again, never again. I remember that day.
Ooh, la, la.
I came on air. I think I said it that day that you shouldn't put me through that thing again. I think I said that.
You know, yes, I remember. You said it.
Yeah.
That day, in my mind, I was like, God, what have I done? You know me, I use one mind. I can't be showing fear when, you know, my partner also perhaps will be looking at me like, okay.
Night of shining armor.
If it's on this, nothing will happen. The guy was on one way, Lekki Epe Expressway. One way. And then he was on facing oncoming vehicles. He had to be on the side of that, not where the bus stops are, on this other side of the road. Like, so he was now doing his hand like that left. When I realized that he was riding with one hand and also trying to divert other vehicles facing us with the other hand, I don't know when I took up the job. You know, because at that point, I can't say stop. Will I beat him? Do you want to cause an accident? So I took up the job. I was the one directing traffic. One hand.
I think.
Oh boy.
You know, that's the risk we get to take.
just to get a work.
On, you know, to do the job. So, yeah.
Thank God we had to, like, move from that distance. You know, got to move close to the office so that we can get to work in time.
I'm very sure that we have a lot of Lagosians who had to resort to doing things like that just so that they can meet up at work.
Absolutely.
Every day on a daily basis.
But that day, your mind, you were scared, right?
Now what are you?
I saw my life in my hand.
I see, when I came down from the bike, my legs were shaking. Like, literally, my legs were shaking. So yeah, that could explain how much I never
had the opportunity to say I'm sorry for putting you through that. Not my fault totally, but you know, I could have said, you know what, let's call whoever is in charge. Hello, please, we're not coming today. But the reason, I'm sure we remember that day, we're going to say that, you know what, let's call and say, look, we can't make it. The traffic is crazy.
Yeah.
But then we remember that we promised the listener a great show the following day.
That's right.
And it was because of the listener. And I had to bring this story today so that people would understand that, yes, in as much as we come in here, we have great fun, we also talk about the things that are important, all right? Truly, sometimes the listener, they're the drive.
Yeah.
You know, we go some extra miles sometimes just to ensure that the listener gets a good radio experience.
Absolutely.
I hope that makes you feel good. Don't take such risks. And if you found yourself in a situation where you have to take one way on the bike, God will not let you find yourself in that situation.
Amen. But have you resorted to, you know, flying a bike just to make sure that you get to work on time?
Or meet an appointment, or meet an interview,
you know? Yeah. I mean, this is Lagos, and then let me not sound like a broken record, but we know that traffic and Lagos are five and six. You cannot call Lagos without calling traffic.
Lagos, so yes, second name, other names.
Traffic. Right? We know this thing. So you want to share your experience with us? You can do that as well. Lagos, Nigeria, welcome. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
Absolutely, man. We are the Techers, and we're live today to, first of all, hear from Lagos as we take you across the city to find out how you're doing from wherever you are. You give us a feel of your lungu, a feel of your neighborhood, and then you also scream What's Up Lagos by wrapping up all your emotions and letting them out into the sky.
The air.
You know.
Just feel good.
That's right. Absolutely.
We know that most of the time, or half of the time, we usually don't feel ourselves. We don't feel good.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you're on this earth, you would know that there's so many things that could tamper with your emotions and tamper with your state of mind and tamper with just you being sane and being happy. But, you know, we just have to wrap that emotion, and, you know, that's what we do, is scream What's Up Lagos and throw it all in the air. And I know that it might not solve the problem, but at that point in time, it would help you feel a lot better.
Great. You might want to also add, right after that, a moment of breathing exercise.
Mm.
You know, take a minute, just breathe, feel the pulse of your body, and you know, it helps a lot.
Absolutely, it does. It does. So feel free to hit us up right now, 0700-993-993-993. And guess what? The female-only line is back. So you can call us with that number. Is hey, ladies, that's one's for you. So if you're a man, if we pick that call and we hear hello, we're going to cut you off. All right, so 01465-7190. That's for the female-only line. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that as well. The numbers are
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805.
Okay, you know how we do it. The first hour of the show is the feel of Lagos. It's all about you telling us how you are doing and what is happening around your area. If you want to jump on the banter as well, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it's just you telling us how you're doing. It's the feel. We're just feeling ourselves, all right? We're vibing.
Yep.
We're vibing. And afterwards, the family clinic will be live from the 11 o'clock hour. So stick around for that one, because someone is in the clinic today. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Welcome. What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
I'm Amaka from Ojo.
Welcome.
Thank you. I really got into what you were saying on a bike near a trailer, especially when the malam is carrying you.
Did you say
they don't
malam?
Care about life. What anywhere they just want to enter. When is that bucket that is carrying you? They just be tapping slow, easy. They always on speed, move. It's really
scary
and I know. Scary.
So that means you have experienced that too before.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for sharing. We have Vic on the line, and Vic is calling from Lekki. Hi, Vic.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Yes, alive.
Now, wow, let me so. I've been trying to reach you guys since last week. Wow. I don't know whether they see my call be visible.
No thanks. Sure.
At least we have cleared your doubts now.
I'm so happy.
Nice.
My own experience about the bike tail, like I'm an Uber driver,
okay.
And I leave the house as early as 4 a.m. So I think I took a client to Lekki for his farm. I was on my way back to Songo-Tedo.
Mm.
So I was on speed because I was hurrying to pick up someone else.
Mm.
So I was trying to beat the car from the left side, and appeared in front of me just immediately was a bike on the one way.
Wow.
So I had to use my car to rub the cars to take. I had to use my car to rub that car to give way for that bike.
Wow.
So that it doesn't. It's just so funny sometimes.
Wow.
All of those.
Yeah.
Man.
So. Thank you so much, Vic.
You appreciate.
Even though your network wasn't so clear, but I think we got the point of what you were saying.
It's almost like the bikers are not normal.
Mm.
I think I just zoom.
I wonder
for traffic
where
light,
they
took one
get
way,
them.
Whoop.
I wonder where they get their mind, right, to do that. Is it the money that motivates them?
No,
it's just the speed.
The fear of tax force, the fear of last man, the fear of the police, the fear of those who would going to arrest them. That's
and that's why they
is.
Run their speed, putting
to
their
move.
Lives at risk.
They're not meant to even be on the express. I'm talking about our situation specifically.
Okay, okay.
But generally.
Generally, that's what
bikes
I'm
come with spirits.
Hmm.
Bikes, they come with speed spirit. You know, if you're a biker, you're close to those who are bikers, they tell you, in most cases, if you don't run, it'll be like that. So I think that spirit has entered Okada.
Okada.
So that spirit is also pushing. pushing them.
Esther on the line. Hi, Esther. What's up, Lagos?
To run, anyhow.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive! Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Kez. I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
I want to contribute to this Okada thing.
Mm.
So this day we had a flight to catch. We were traveling outside the country.
Okay.
And then by the time we left around 3:30, so that we can meet the. We were very conscious of this traffic thing.
Yeah. Mm.
And check-in was to start at 6:00.
Okay.
Now, by the time we got to mile 2, the whole thing had blocked, and there was just nothing we could do. The next thing, I saw my husband calling an Okada person. I was like, "What are you doing?" He said, "That's the only thing we can." I said, "I'm like, our luggage. We are light travelers, though.
Oh, okay.
So we just had our hand
luggage, bags.
My handbag." The next thing, my husband was flying out of this Okada and was like, come on.
Wow.
On the express.
But I mean, he had to.
We now had to walk across to the opposite side, though, first and foremost.
Hmm.
And then we got on this Okada, and this man just did not care. He was flying. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for sharing, my dear. Thank you. We're going on a break right now. And we're right back. It's 10:33 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos with the Techies. It's Nigerian phone 99.3, and we are, of course, the Techies. I am Andrea, our dual B Techie.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Techie. Well, we'll give you a story in Abanta this morning, which led us to hearing more of your stories. Have you had to, you know, lose your home training, forget about the law, break the law, just to pick a bike on an express road so you can meet up. Before we went on that break, we heard a story from a lady who was talking about how that they had to catch a flight.
Yeah.
And they had to cross, you know, with one wheel to pick a bike so that they can make it. And that's a Lagosian spirit.
Absolutely.
In other cities, you perhaps just give up and say, well, it's not my fault. I missed the flight. In Lagos, no, we never give up.
You can't even get to miss a flight or miss... You can't even think of missing a flight because there are hardly, very hardly, traffic.
Yeah, I mean, that's the... I mean, other cities, right?
Yeah.
I said, but even if it is a worse situation in Lagos, you might just be like, well, I can't disturb myself. Let me just... Imagine it. Let's say it is in Ibadan. Maybe, perhaps, you're going to your Anand or Joy, just find one kind of traffic. You know,
and then you just, you know, you go back.
I beg. Just leave it like that. But in Lagos, no.
You don't have somewhere important to go.
There's somebody who's ready to carry you and run.
You know?
There's somebody who's ready to carry you like that as a human being with your load and run and show you how you find your way to where you're getting to.
You know, I was asking what drives them. I mean, the bikers.
Yeah.
Is it the speed? Is it the money they want to, you know, get from the customer they're carrying? Or is just like you said, is it that spirit of, did I call it bikerism?
No, no, I forget about what I said earlier. Trust me, it's a Lagos thing. Everybody's in a hurry in Lagos.
Yeah.
All right. When it comes to being in a hurry in Lagos, everyone is in a hurry. Even anybody who, even the person who has nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons is because you just want to beat traffic.
Mm.
Another reason is, I can't be in Lagos, I'll be slow, you know. So it's just general. It's just a general feeling.
Okay, Lagos, do you want to share your own experience? Has there been any moment where you were in a hurry to get somewhere? You're stalking traffic and the only thing that you needed to do was to, you know, how did they do that thing? Is that how they do it?
Bike.
Bike. And you had to do that to get a bike to get to your destination. We're sharing our bike experience this morning. I remember that very day, man. I came down, my legs were shaky. I can never forget. Not like I don't take bikes, but that particular day on the express, I felt like I was going to die. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Let me sound like Yvonne this time. Say, Lord, take the wheel. Lord, take the wheel. You know. But hey, you want to share your experience? The phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993.
And for the ladies, you can call 01465-7190. Stanley.
What's up, Lagos? Hello. Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, I am Stanley.
Welcome, Stanley.
I'm from Ikeja. So, I want to greet you all. So, I want to tell you my experience.
Okay.
On that bike issue. First of all, I'm a bike rider, formerly.
Okay.
Okay.
You understand? Before fashionable bike. So, you know, I used to ride somebody like from Ikorodu down to Apapa, everywhere, you understand?
Wow.
And on the very high speed, overtaking motors that is running 120.
Check.
You understand? So, you know, what drives us that is that, you know, there's no, when you are on that bike, there's no fear in you again that you are going to just, that anything can happen to you. That is, like, we just cross our mind that if you look as if nothing will happen to you. You understand?
Yeah.
And another thing there is that you will believe that the vehicle that is coming behind you or opposite, they will take care of you. That is, you are just like a little baby in your mother's hand.
Okay.
See that you are secure. You understand? That is the way we feel.
Okay.
We are, so it's when I left that job. And now I have a car.
Okay.
I use car. And I see the risk. We take that, I will be like, wow, is this way this thing works? I see them flying one way. And that we need to fly one way too.
Tight.
So it's not easy. It's not easy. And it's just the grace of God.
Yeah.
I want to encourage them because I drive this for like 5 or 6 years. There's no injury on me. It's not by my power.
That's
the grace of God.
Not that it's just like that.
It's just grace of God. I want to tell them that they should take it easy.
That's so.
That life doesn't end like that. There is more life for you to live.
That's
so. Some people die. Some people, we see so many cars right on the road.
Yeah.
And when we just stop, we just see that person, we just continue our own again. So that is not sure. That is my contribution.
Okay, thank you for
Stanley.
Sharing.
I'm Andrea and Colin. I want to tell you people today is my birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Wow, thank you. And today is my first time calling you on your program.
Double celebration.
We have to give you a round of applause.
Happy birthday.
I love you too. God bless you.
Man. And have a splendid day, man. More money, more growth, more progress for you.
Thank you.
It's his birthday.
Happy birthday to everyone celebrating their birthdays today. We wish you long life, prosperity, a fulfilling life, and more money. All right? Because sometimes, you need money to live a fulfilling life. So, yeah.
Not sometimes, man.
Most of the time, right?
I want to say all the time, but, you know.
We have Gabriel on the line. Hi, Gabriel. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hi, welcome, Gabriel. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? I have a little credit remaining. I was a day ago to go and drive David Mank. I was already booked in my car hire business.
Okay.
I need to take a bike from Ketu to Apapa for me to go and pick the vehicle for to connect with them, with the National Assembly people.
Okay.
Here before we now move down to airport.
Okay.
I have 30 minutes remaining. I have no choice to enter Okada from Ketu to Apapa.
Wow.
But if I miss that job, my job is finished.
Wow.
I did man down to then. He was a Senate president.
That's right.
To Obasanjo your house.
Mm.
He just left president at that time.
Wow.
You have no choice to just do that.
Did you meet up? Oh, and he's gone. Wow. I'd love to know if he met up using the bike.
Please, if you can call Gabriel, we appreciate it.
Yeah, actually, he was at the line. Yeah,
and then that's true, though.
We apologize, Gabriel.
He said he went to pick the former Senate president, David Mark.
Yeah.
He had to take a bike.
Okay. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up?
Aw.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos? Please turn on the volume on your radio. We can hear ourselves.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
My name is Shibo, calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I had the experience from all this Malam too. So,
okay. Please pay attention to
your babies.
Please. And if you can call back, appreciate.
Would appreciate it. Hello. Okay. We have WhatsApp messages. Hello.
Hello.
Can
you hear me? Sorry, I didn't know you were okay. So one thing I want to say about bike is this. You know, Collins, I've told you I ride before.
What's your name?
Moses. Collins from Lekki.
Okay, Moses from Lekki. Go ahead.
And I ride a bigger bike, and I'm never a slow rider. Okay. I don't like riding slow.
Okay.
So there was this day I was going down to Aja, and there was this woman that saw me. And I was like, I beg now, carry me. I was like, madam, no bokada be this way. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
And he was like, you won't die. I was like, you know, say me, I don't want to die now. So if you know, say I don't want to die, if you follow me, you're free. You. She was like, hey, as far as you yourself know, say you no good die. She now sat down. I was now going, you know, this woman started hitting me from the back. Then look at the next bus stop. She was like, I beg, drop me. No worry, I can enter moto.
Wow.
This is a fast bike. I do 130 with gear one at times.
Wow.
So I don't understand. Me, actually, when I look at the way you ride, I will leave you. Because there are people that have the experience of driving.
Mm-hmm.
If the person that has the experience of driving is riding, it's different from the person that only has the experience of riding.
Mm.
Because they don't know the road law, and they don't know what a car can do.
Yeah.
You know, while you're riding, you use the same experience you used to drive to ride.
To ride.
This is what a car can do.
Mm.
This is how I have to maneuver. You understand?
Yeah, I was going to ask. This you said you're a biker.
I'm still a biker.
You're a biker. Are there some techniques to riding a bike?
Yes.
Do you want to share?
One thing I've learned is this. When traffic light says go, don't go immediately. Look right and left, because you know we have a lot of bad drivers here that want to beat life. So you don't move immediately, because it has happened to me before. You move immediately and the car will just come out. It's only God that saved me, and it was my front brake.
Wow.
Because the, for power bike, the front brakes are like car. They hold the bike like it won't go. You understand? They won't wave. When you're holding your front brake, your hand won't wave. But Okada, if you hold your front brake tight, it will wave your hand one side.
Okay.
And you can easily fall.
I see. But all right, thank you for sharing, Moses. So, I mean, if you're a power biker, because I think power biking is different from the Okada riding.
Yeah, of course.
So maybe if you're a power biker, maybe you should share your experience with us as well, riding a power bike, and then what the feel is like. Have you
tried
being on a power bike with
I've moved from state to state on the power bike, you know, someone driving.
Hey.
Like when the last caller before this one said that, hey, you know, you just put your hand, your life in the hands. Okay, people will understand that, baby. That was my mind. Like, okay. This one, they can't just jam us now. And the one thing about the power bike is that, I mean, there's hardly anything close to it. So any vehicle we meet on the road, we're taking, we just overtake. After we overtake, there's no cause for meeting each other again. Because once you overtake, the guy is going to something. So cars are maximum maybe 140.
Okay.
You know, and all that. But some cars, you can't be running 160. But those bikes, so guys are getting right up to 160, 180.
Wow.
And the speed is amazing. And this day, we're going to Benin. So,
wow.
And imagine.
I've always imagined being on a power bike. You know, you've been saying that you want to get a power bike.
Yeah.
I have always imagined. But after that Okada experience, I don't know whether the experience of the power bike will be different. But you know, I don't know. My heart now is ding, bing, bing.
Okay. Stanley's on the line waiting for us. Hi, Stanley's gone again. Let's take another, maybe a lady. Hello. Good morning.
Hi, Collins.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Good to hear from both of you. Happiness from Ikorodu.
Welcome, happiness.
Thank you so much. You call those bike riders Aru that flies by day.
How does that work? That flies by day.
That flies by day, yeah. So fast.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you're like, these people are something else. They are just too fast. When they are carrying...
Ooh. Happiness. You call us back if you can. Let's check WhatsApp, right? We have a few WhatsApp messages.
Yeah.
URL from Aja says, I guess it's high time we enroll our Lagos bikers or Okadas, Okada riders, for extreme motorbike sport, because their speed will be needed there. All right, another one here says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins. Okay, he did the posting. Collins, take it. And he says, Andrea Odo will be taking. My name is Nweke Samuel from Idri Shaga, and today is my birthday. Please sing a happy birthday song for me, or play a happy birthday song for me. All right, we'll do that one quickly. I know that there are a few other people who are celebrating birthdays today, so we'll do that as well. Let's see, this one's coming from who? Your name is Uche. Uche says, I really want to feel that traffic in Lagos because I am currently in Ogun. So some people are longing to feel the traffic, the Lagos traffic. Uche, you come around, man. Lagos is waiting for you.
Mind what you wish for.
Be careful what you wish for. You just might get it all.
Have you ever seen people cry? Have you cried before because of traffic? you haven't seen it.
Okay.
You don't know what's going on.
I don't know. A young girl from Terkende from Ikorodu here says, I was driving a groom from Ikorodu to Ikori Registry, and there was a mad hold up. Omo, the guy don't have a choice and boarded an Okada to Ikoyi.
I have seen somebody.
You can imagine on your wedding day.
Lagos.
You can imagine on your wedding day. Wow. I don't know if I've seen a bride with her wedding dress on an Okada going to her
I'm
wedding reception.
I'm sure in this Lagos
it must have happened.
It must have happened.
Lagos.
Wedding day. you think the traffic in Lagos respects a day?
Okay.
If like, let it be. Let it be. Oh, you're talking about wedding day.
Okay, Joy from Aja here says, calling San Andrea, good morning, I greet you. You see this bike thing, eh? Mm. Now, wow. And he says, I remember one day I had an exam in school. Exam was 9 a.m. As at past 8 a.m., I was still stuck in traffic. I had to get off the bus and bargained with a bike man. Mm. The guy was just meandering and swerving with reckless speed. I couldn't complain. I had to meet up. By the time I lighted, all my waist was done. He says all my waist was doing green green. I was walking but didn't know I was because I couldn't feel my legs. But sure, I got to the exam hall before 9 a.m. That bike mine saved my exam but took some gallons of my blood. Not through bruises but the recklessness that can evaporate pursing blood. I can feel your pain. Trust me, it's almost a literal experience, you know, of what I also experienced the other day because I couldn't feel my legs. Trust me. Philip from Surulere here says, calling San Andrea, you people are amazing and your voice is actually antidote to me right now. I'm not feeling strong, but when I started listening to your beautiful voices, I feel I'm in paradise now. Aww.
Wow.
And he says, I'm trying to call, but I guess I'm not lucky to get through to you just yet. Don't worry, keep trying and you will get us.
Philip, get well now.
Okay, another message here says, good morning, what's up Lagos? This is David Ibiam. I've experienced your experience. So I took a bike from CMS, I was trying to beat traffic to Lekki immediately. This bookie man passed toll gate. Baba was soaring. I started praying for mercy because at that point anything can happen and it wouldn't be a soft landing. I was literally shaking when I got down. I just thanked God and said, never again. Some of these guys that take hard drugs, like he said. I've had an accident with one of them. I later discovered he took some hard drugs. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Lots more messages. This is Hassan from Ikorodu says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. Imagine you travel to see a family in another state, but the bike man that you took was Hausa. Okay, and he didn't know where you were going to, but carried you along the road. He was asking you, hope you know the place.
Yeah, that experience is very common.
Yeah.
No, but I want to quickly chip this in. A lot of people, you know, you get to attribute, you know, reckless biking to those brothers from the north. It is wrong and it's a misconception.
Yeah.
They're not the only ones.
Absolutely.
That drive recklessly.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of people. It's an individual thing. I've had people, Okada people from, you know, I mean, that are from the north that do not drive recklessly.
Yeah.
Not every one of them. So let's get that straight. Even though a majority of the guys who you can identify as those from the north are always reckless, but it's not all of them. Let's not just tag them, you know, because sometimes it's a personality. There are people who are they're not from the north, but they can fly.
Okay. Dozie Adida Naji here says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life, my beautiful couple. I boarded bikes so many times, especially going to the airport, trying to catch an appointment. Bikes are kind of lifesavers, but they should still be regulated, though. Help celebrate my sister. Today's her birthday. Wow, Chinyera, today's your birthday. Quite a lot of people are celebrating birthdays today.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good time for us to, like, me for 1 minute, 2 seconds or thereabouts, just to appreciate them for, you know, having lived yet another 365 and starting yet another 365. And what better way to bring that to the fore other than that classic piece of tune released in 1981 by the
one and only Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday. Welcome back, Lagos. 10:59 on the clock, and in just few seconds, we'll be heading straight to the newsroom to bring you the headlines. But before then, we have a few WhatsApp messages we'll take. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Mr. Teke, are you a Bakary man from Southwest Cameroon?
Who were that? Have you been to that town?
No name. Well, yeah, that's what
the answer is, yes.
Okay, you got your answer. Another here says, it's Gabriella. Ah, oh no. Your name is Joy from Ogun State. It says, today is my niece's birthday. Her name is Gabriella Ehime.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Don't worry, we'll share a happy birthday song in just a moment. But hey, the news headlines coming up now.
Welcome back to Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. After that trip from the newsroom to give you an update. Well, we are Vatekas. And this is WhatsApp Lagos.
That's right. We still have some WhatsApp messages, so we'll take a few and then we'll head straight to the family clinic because we have someone in the clinic today.
All right.
Let's see. Moshood Sanyolu here says he's sending this message from Ojigo. Ogijo. Is that the pronunciation of that? So he says, "What's up, Lagos? My experience of Okada was the day my wife and I had an appointment with the doctor. The doctor told us he would be going out in less than an hour, so I decided to take a bike from Ogijo, I hope I'm getting that right, to Ikorodu Agric, not mind any consequences. On that day, I really hurt my wife because she almost had her heart in her hand. It was a horrible experience for her. I really owe her an apology." Okay. Let's see. Another message. It's coming from Daniel. Daniel says, "I ride a fast bike from Lagos to Abia State in one day, but I still they fear Lagos Okada guy. They have extra life." So this is even coming from a biker.
Yeah.
He's saying that he's a biker. He's reading his drove from... let's see. He says that Lagos to Abia State, but he's still afraid of the Lagos Okada riders. So that says a lot.
No, of course, Lagos is, I say, You know, one bike person said something very, very, very instructive just a while. One of the callers that he said was a former bike driver.
Okay.
He said that, look, that sometimes the spirit just tells you that you are safe. Don't worry, nobody will jam you. You know, that they'll just...
They'll clear road for you.
That could be the reason a lot of people go through this.
Yeah.
And one other thing again is, I don't know, my heart always goes out to dispatch riders. I don't know.
Lately, oh, thank God you said that.
Sometimes I almost want to cry. I see what they go through just to like...
To meet up.
And how much do they pay themselves?
Thank God you said this thing, because I've also been thinking about it, that, you know, we are most times selfish, you know, forgetting that these people are risking their lives to get this product that we probably have bought, or this product that we are sending out to, you know, customers and all that. They're actually risking their lives. Have you seen them on the express just, you know, going on a high speed just so that they can meet up to, you know, make a delivery and what have you? But if you're listening and you know a dispatch rider, or you know someone who knows a dispatch rider, or you own a logistics company where you use most of, you know, you use bike to make your dispatch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say, but
give away this December.
Give away a top up.
I think generally, if you know and you have your world to do, I mean, if you can sort, just tip them, if you can give, just bless them.
Yeah.
That's one of the category of people that need blessing. A lot of people lose their lives, and you now get there. Oh, God, we are here. We have your package. Where are you? I'm on the streets that is leading to the streets that, and then they start ordering you all about. I know that's okay, but you know, most especially risk to go through on the road.
On the road. Yeah.
They
deserve. Let's I also want to say.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I also wanted to say that, you know, the times where you're in a car and you want to open the car, either you're on an express or you're packed somewhere, you're opening a car and not looking outside to check if a bike is coming, and then your door is open and this bike who is, you know, in a rush or coming at you or coming that direction on high speed might hit or run into that car you're opening, running to you and opening, running to, you know, the door just because you didn't check outside the window before opening the car. I've seen several accidents happen because of that. So if you want to open your car, either you're on an express or somewhere where you know that bikes are going to pass through that road on either a high speed or something, make sure that you check, look out first. Properly before opening your car.
Use your side mirror and then use your fiscal eye to move from the back and find a way of getting that. So, I'm happy you mentioned this.
Yeah, a lot of messages, but on that note, I think that this is... Should we play the happy birthday song now?
I think we're streaming already, so that could be... If we're not streaming...
I think we're...
I don't know if Sam could just hold on a second so we could jam the jam. Or maybe we should jam the jam at the end of the jam. you know. But hey, guys, we're excited to let you know that Land Lotto is back.
Uh-huh.
All right, so at 11:45, you'll be hearing 2 minutes. All right, okay.
great,
Sammy.
All right, so we can play the happy birthday song.
Absolutely. To everyone who was born today in history, and to everyone who has someone who was born today in history, this is from the Techist to you, saying happy birthday, or should I say it in French? Joyeux anniversaire. Birthday to you. And a happy birthday to everyone who was born today in history. And we're telling you this live on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we are the Techers. And guess what? A colleague of mine, and not just a colleague, a classmate of my secondary school to primary school to secondary school classmate. Today's his birthday also. And his name is Hilary Teen Nyoisimo. All right. Happy birthday to you. And wherever you are, man, I wish you the best.
Okay, so happy birthday to everyone celebrating their birthdays today. We really do care, and we wish you all the very best.
That's right. We're moving straight up to the next item on the show. Which has to do with you coming through for a family member. We call it what? The Family Clinic.
Talk about real life conversations happening to real life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Well, every Thursday, we bring you the Family Talk, and the Family Talk wears a coat that is called the Family Clinic, and that's where we bring you someone's situational situation, and what you do is you try to advise, you know, someone who needs help of direction, what to do, to make a decision, those who are scared of making the wrong decision, or not, you know, amplifying the situation. They just want to fix things. So they come to the Techers. Hey, Techers, I found myself in this situation. Now I really need to know what Lagos can tell me about this. So Lagos family members of the Family Talk and the Family Clinic come together, put heads together without judgment, without judging the person. And they say, okay, I've been in this situation. This is what you should do. This is what you should do. That's what the Family Clinic is all about, explained in a layman's term.
Absolutely. And today, Kinsley is in the clinic. Let's head straight to the clinic, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's the Family Clinic with the Techers. Now, let's get into the clinic.
Okay, so I'm going to read Kinsley's story. He sent this email to us. And he says, what's up, Lagos? I'm Kingsley from Festac. I was once married to a woman for 5 years. We had two amazing kids, 9 and 6 years of age. Suddenly, she was instructed to leave that marriage or leave the marriage by her aunties from her maternal side. For reasons I'm yet to understand. Now it's been 4 years. We have been divorced. All the while, I have full custody of the kids. And I intend getting remarried, but finding it difficult to commit to anyone. Hmm. As a single dad, it has been amazingly challenging.
Yeah.
Challenging, if you like. He says, what do I do now? Thank you for your support. So I'm going to take the message again. He says, I was once married to a woman for 5 years. We have two amazing kids. One is 9, the other is 6. Suddenly, she was instructed to leave the marriage by her aunties from her maternal side for reasons I am yet to understand. Now it's been 4 years. We have been divorced. All the while, I have full custody of the kids, and I intend getting married, but finding it difficult to commit to anyone. As a single dad, it has been amazingly challenging. What do I do? Thank you for your support. So that's coming from Kingsley. I mean, from the look of things, he's moved on in his previous marriage.
Yeah.
Well, now he wants to have a new life. He wants to start a new chapter when it comes to love and relationships.
Man.
He has full custody of the children, but he's finding it difficult to commit to somebody else. Reasons, you know, he didn't say if it's because people are, I mean, the prospective wives or the people who, the girls or women who have been coming close to him are not seeming to want to be with him. He didn't say if it's because of the children, but, you know, he says he has been finding it difficult to find someone to commit to. And he says being a single dad has actually been very challenging for him.
You know, if there was a way that marriage and parenting could be separated, you know, it would be, I don't know, some people would take that option, like, kind of like, because marriage is a full-time job.
Yeah.
Parenting, which of course comes with it, it's a full-time job.
Yeah.
So perhaps the gentleman has found himself in a situation where he, of course, he had to take up the responsibility of parenting, having custody of
two children.
Yeah. And that's like a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also making yourself available for love. It's a tough place. It's quite difficult.
Yeah.
So it's understandable if he's found himself in that situation.
So what should he do right now?
Big question.
He wants to find love again, but it has been tough for him. It has been really tough for him.
I can only imagine. Also, there's a pointer to the story. There's another fact in the story that had to do with the aunties from the maternal side saying that the lady should
leave.
Who advises a person to leave a marriage after two kids? Well, I'm not saying that there could not be something that is unfixable that could push them to come out. But sometimes relatives mislead people. And then who does that without considering the kids? Because whether you like it or not, the man must have done a lot to stand up to the responsibility. But this, at the same time, those kids grew up without a mother.
I don't know. I'm trying so hard not to relate the reason why the aunties told the wife to leave to be the same reason he isn't finding somebody else. I really don't want to, you know, put the two together. But let's leave it to Lagos. What should he do right now? He is seemingly stuck in the situation he's found himself. He wants to find love. Maybe he's not finding love in the right places. Maybe he's been attached too much to the children. And so it has not given him time to, you know, go out there and find love again, right? So maybe that could be his issue right now. So do you want to tell him what to do and how to handle his current situation? Have you been in that situation as well? How did you handle it? Do you think that Kingsley can learn from your experience? The phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993 and the female only line is 01465-7190. Or maybe he might just find a prospective wife on the show today. You never can tell.
You never know.
Maybe if you're a single lady, you don't mind a man who has two children. You want to also find love again. Or maybe you're an advanced woman. You don't mind having to be with a man who has two children already.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel free to let us know. We can, you know,
make that happen.
Match you both together. Make it happen for you. So, you know, let's talk about this today.
Mm-hmm. The lines are buzzing. There's something I want to say about dating and Nigerians. Going out on a date and Nigerians. We'll get to talk about that just briefly.
Okay.
But let's get to take some calls.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's up? What's up, Lagos?
Yes, this is Esther.
Hi, Esther. Welcome.
Yes. The story is not very complete, I would say.
Okay.
Because he has not really told us why the aunties asked the woman to leave a marriage that has already produced two children.
Well, he said reasons he does not understand today. He didn't mention the reasons. He said, I'm not sure he knows the reason.
Is one thing. We should have heard that reason. Because if it was an abusive marriage, the abuser will not understand why somebody will be asked to leave.
Okay.
And leave her children.
That's right.
That said, so let us look at that side.
Okay.
Now, I will suggest he just let things be and live his life normally.
Okay.
Love will come to him with time.
Okay.
He should be patient.
Okay.
These are his children. So the challenges he is facing now could be the price he may need to pay for not understanding why the woman was asked to leave
to
him.
Live.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
A lot of sense.
That's right.
Okay.
Because that could be, you're trying to look at the reason.
Yeah. You know, I said earlier that I'm trying so hard not to, match the reason his wife or his aunt, the wife's aunties asked her to leave the marriage to him not finding love currently. Yeah, I'm trying so hard not to do that. So, I mean, that's not a basis of what we're saying right now.
King,
he's saying that he's finding it difficult to commit to another relationship right now. And, you know, he has two children with him. And so it's more or less a challenge for him. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome.
Okay, I want to be anonymous.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. For me, I think that the guy is lying.
Ah.
Story is not complete. Because there is no way an auntie can just ask you to leave your marriage and you will just leave. As in, the story is not straight. And besides, I have a similar experience. Something
right.
like that. If not that I heard it on radio, I would have even thought it was me. Understand? And he kept saying it was my auntie that asked me to leave. Meanwhile, I left on my own because of abuse. Understand? So, the story is not straight.
Do you have two children?
Yes. Same thing.
Wow.
Okay. What's the name of your husband?
Understand? So I'm even like suspicious.
What's your husband's name?
His real name.
What's his name? Do you want to tell us that? Should we put out the mic?
I don't say that on radio.
Okay, we'll
put
the
mic.
Off.
We'll put your mic off. All right. So if you can send us a message, our last caller, we're not able to get your contact. We're about to say that you should, someone will get your contact
right now.
Yeah, right now. But hey, Kinsley is still in the clinic right now, and then you heard his story. So feel free to share with us what you think could probably be the reason.
Yeah.
Or his issue right now, and how do you think that we can help him?
Do you think Kinsley, because he didn't necessarily answer that question about whether he was abusive?
Yeah.
So do you think Kingsley could have been abusive?
Not that I can say, because he didn't mention. Not that I can say. And then I don't want to judge him.
Yeah.
Because we keep saying that it's a no judgment zone.
That's right.
We are coming with making assumptions right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that part is not clear.
It's not clear, that's right.
All right, so...
So let's stick to what
Stick to what
said.
Is clear right now. Let's stick to what is clear.
Wow.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
I want to...
Okay.
All right.
Okay, men, they will do things to women and women will leave their house. When they want to tell their story, they will say...
Only one
well,
time.
Your family said you should leave.
I
have six children. Wow. I just left an abusive marriage. I have five boys and a girl. When you call the man, when you ask him, he will say, I left because of another man. And he does not even take care when I was in the house. Even till now, he does not take care of the children. But when you tell him, he will say, I left because of another man.
they will never accept their mistakes.
Man, sorry about that experience, Sue. And hope your kids are okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I prefer to stay with my children.
Okay.
That's right. Thank you for sharing with us your experience.
Right.
Similar experiences.
Okay, so I understand that this could trigger a lot of women who have experienced things
the
like
same
this,
thing, yeah.
Right? And I know that some people keep saying that the story, it's not clear in the sense the man is probably hiding something and then it's one-sided and what have you, right? So I understand that. But hey, let's look at it from this way. We're trying not to judge anyone. We're trying to, it's okay to criticize constructively, but we're trying to help him find a situation, a solution to what he's experiencing at the moment. What he mentioned where he needs help is the fact that he wants to commit again to another relationship. He's moved on with the relationship in the previous marriage 4 years ago. So it's more or less that chapter has closed.
That's right?
That chapter is ended, right? I want to say dead and gone, but they have two children. But, so he is saying he wants to find love again, but it's not seeming to happen, right? So how can we help him in that situation?
Yes, let's not assume that he was abusive.
Let's not assume, exactly.
I mean, Malik is on the line from Festac.
Hello, good morning. Hi, Malik.
What's up,
welcome.
Legos?
Just alive.
Wonders shall never end. It's a small world, though.
Wow.
The circle starts from a certain spot and get back to your own circle. Anyway, my own advice is this. I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to say who's right, who's wrong. But I always tell my fellow man, if you're leaving one woman, stay alone. You never know who is the best. You never know. It takes a big heart for another woman to love another man's side. Big heart. Remember that. A very big one. You have two kids. If you feel you could take care of them, it's all good. Manage with them. They'll grow up very soon. They become adults and tell them the truth. Not to look for another woman. You might be digging a shell you can never finish.
But I mean, just like we say, a woman has got needs. So as a man, he's got needs. So how can he settle those needs?
He has to just manage.
Ah.
You marry a woman that become a python, what will you do? You start looking for the first one and you chase that way? Why don't you take your time and find a way to make
more news
make
and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment. Real life conversations happening to real life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything.
Welcome back, Lagos, and that's right. We head straight to the clinic. We are right now in the clinic, and Kingsley needs our help.
Clinic with the Techers. Now, let's get into the clinic.
So if you just tune in, I'm going to read his message again. He says, I was once married to a woman for 5 years. We had two amazing kids, 9 and 6 years old. Suddenly, she was instructed to leave that marriage by her aunties from her maternal side for reasons I'm yet to understand. Now it's been 4 years. We have divorced. All the while, I have full custody of the kids and I intend getting remarried, but finding it difficult to commit to anyone. As a single dad, it has been amazingly challenging. What do I do now? Thank you for your support. So that's his story. And I know that just before we went on the break, we've got a few reactions, people saying that the story isn't complete, that it's possible that something must have gone wrong for the aunties to ask his wife to leave. But we try to play down on that because that's not a bone of contention right now. He's not really talking about that because apparently he has moved on. It's 4 years already. He's saying he wants to find love again. He says he wants to find love, basically. But it's been challenging for him. It's been difficult for him to find someone to stick around with and to fall in love with. We had a last caller who said that he should try to manage himself. And we apologize, I think Malik, we had to go on a break quickly. He said he should manage without having any love right now. He has to, you know, try to manage without another woman. That is difficult for another woman to love his children just the way the real mother of the children would love the children. Right. You know, so that advice was that for him to stay single and, you know, manage the whole thing. And then I asked the question, how about his needs? I mean, someone needs someone,
yeah,
right? Someone would need someone. And apparently he needs someone, you know? He wants to someone to have, you know, he wants to have a companion. He wants to have a companion. I don't know what you're saying, Collins. He wants to have a companion. I don't get it. Okay, he wants to do that legally. What are you saying? Oh, God.
The love.
Anyway, Lagos, the phone lines are open. Let's help Kinsley out, okay? 0700-993-993-993. And the female-only line, 01465-7190. You want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that as well.
On 0809-597-5805. That's it. And we're live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. And you could also drop your comments there. You could also stream us live on those platforms. Well, the message on Facebook here, this one said, this guy needs help. Guys, stop criticizing him, just like what you said.
Mm-hmm.
We should stop criticizing. And that's coming from Ile Kazie Victor.
Okay, Daniel Timothy Daniel on Facebook says, if he can't find love with the mother of his two children, I don't think he will be able to find love with any woman. That's very judgmental. Mm-hmm. And he says, after two kids, he's looking for love. Which guy? the guy don't know which one he wants, even if he finds love again. Nah. Same thing would happen because he's listening to his family and listening to himself. Okay.
No. You can't say that. People find love after...
Yeah, after many years of failed marriages and they found love again. Mm. It happens. People find love again. So.
Bala Musa says, I'm here. We can see you.
Shout out to you. On WhatsApp, we have Duke from Abba. Hi, Duke. And he says, good morning, the techies. In today's world where selfishness is the order of the day, another woman may just be his biggest mistake to cater for his former wife's children. Hmm. His former wife's children are still his children.
Yeah.
Okay. Are still his children as well. Want to say something?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Another message is coming from Adegoke from Lekki. He says, I think there's something Kingsley is not telling us here. Even if he was not told the reason for his in-laws asking his wife to leave him, I believe he has an idea of what it is. Mm. This is half-baked story. Mm. As it is now, he has moved on with his life. He just has to forge ahead and look for the woman who would understand him and his plight, who would love him and her kid and his kids. He can join some dating groups or sign up for a paid matchmaking site,
mm-hmm.
Where he can meet ladies who wouldn't mind marrying a man with kids. Question is, what kind of relationship does he really need? Because as it is, he's looking for a woman who can take care of his kids and not a woman who he would have a love relationship with. I think I agree with Adeguke on this one. Because towards the end of his message, he says, because as a single dad, it has been amazingly challenging. So he needs someone who can share the responsibility with him. And see, trust me, right? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Shout out to the men who are single dads and who have pulled through without having a woman come to join them and are doing an amazing job.
Yeah.
Shout out to you. Trust me, it's not easy. We have built our men in such a way that it's difficult for them to nurture a child. In fact, some people say it's not exactly in their DNA to be nurturing. That's more or less a woman's superpower, right? And so when a man is building that part of him to take up that responsibility, it's quite a lot.
That's right.
Right? It's quite a lot. So if he is asking for help in this regard, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
Right? So if that's what he wants, if we can find a woman for him, maybe that's the kind of relationship he's looking for this time.
Absolutely. There are women out there who look forward to the opportunity to murder
mother
children.
Yeah.
And that, you know, this could be an opportunity. There's always someone for someone out there. That's just one thing I wanted to say.
Okay.
So, and I love the fact that I said he can join dating sites, mm-hmm. because that's like a solution providing, because he's looking for what can he do. He's tried. Finding love is difficult.
Yeah.
So perhaps he's looking in the wrong places, like you said.
Yeah.
You should go to a lot of sites out there, a lot of groups that have people who are in a similar situation or in opposite situation that can attract.
Yeah.
And he could find love from there.
Yeah.
And I like what you said about the fact that there's nothing wrong finding help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing absolutely wrong. Anyway, Shagun Lekki from Lekki here says, "What's up, Lagos? I was married too, and she was advised to leave too. I was never privy to what actually transpired until a few years ago. That I cheat, never taking alcohol in her presence before, that I'm a Christian. All these were known to her while dating. I think Kingsley's issue now centers on trusting other ladies, and he is still emotionally attached to her. He should let it be and move on." Okay.
You know, it'd be devastating, especially if you did not do anything wrong physically that you can remember.
Mm.
Perhaps there's nothing wrong. You didn't abuse, you didn't do any cheating or any of that.
Yeah.
And then you end up, you know, the person walks away, and then it could be traumatic. Yeah. You know, your mind, you're like, "Kimoshi, what did I do? What did I do, you know? Abi, how can you just walk away from me like that? Give me love, give me two children, and then boom." You know, it's a very tough place to find
yourself.
That's
if he didn't do anything wrong. That is if.
That's if. You know, that's right.
He didn't do anything wrong. So the phone lines are buzzing. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's on my own to the Techers.
Yes, you are.
Okay, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
First time caller.
Yay, you made it. Welcome.
Now, talking about the single dad, will you be comfortable dating a single mom as well?
That's a good question.
Because I'm a single mom, I have a son. If he's interested, I could give him my number.
Nice. We're going to have your contact right now. Someone will get your contact. Yeah. If that doesn't happen, let's quickly get it right now.
Yeah, so we'll grow our kids together.
Okay.
Okay, someone is getting
nice. Someone is getting your contact. You see, that's fantastic. What we're talking about. That's beautiful. What we're talking. How do you feel, Collins?
Yeah, I feel great that happened.
Okay.
So I was going to say something because we're getting into the next 15 minutes that is sponsored by Landlotto.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was going to say that what's our mindset generally as Nigerians about
dating?
Going out on a date.
We keep you informed.
What is our mindset especially about going out on a date?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, it's supposed to be an opportunity to meet somebody, and if it works, it works.
Yeah.
You know, it's the green light, it's all that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see plenty of that happening in our society. Do we see that anymore?
No.
People don't do that. It's the social media is taking that away.
Yeah.
I think that it's one practice that cannot be stolen away by social media.
Absolutely. And another thing is, people think that dating is equals to...
We've started
a relationship.
Yeah.
Now, you can go on a date once, you can go on another date a second time, and not yet in a relationship.
Yep.
So don't go forming ideas in your head that once you go out the first time, we go out the second time, then we're already dating.
That's right.
So dating is just that period where you go out, have fun together, getting to know each other. Maybe we can call that the talking phase before something serious goes on afterwards. But, you know, it's just dating.
Absolutely.
It's
so,
just hanging out.
Why I said that is because people don't say, okay, now, Kosamo, this is like an opportunity for them to have a date.
Yeah.
And if it works for them,
fine. If it doesn't, they move on.
I think we should make this a regular. We're planning something for next day. A lot of goodies will be coming on the show for next year.
We'll match you some people together.
Oh, malaka, bala, bala. Let's not give you out there. A lot. Lagos, get ready. Plenty of things will be happening on the show from next year as I'm talking about happenings in Lagos. Plus, bringing relationships together.
Some people don't send message. Or this person say, hi, love you, Mr. and Mrs. My name is Yinka. I am 47, a woman. I would like to meet a man 50 and it's cool. Okay. Don't worry. You guys take a chill pill.
All right.
Take a chill pill.
We are in the moment of the sponsor. This moment sponsored by Land Lotto. This is the last 15 minutes of the show sponsored by Land Lotto. And we'll take a message from them and they come back. We also hear more information. We hear a lot of things will be happening from Land Lotto. For those who want to be landlords, for those who want to own a land in Lagos.
Mm-hmm. Those who want to win 500K.
And those who want to win 10K every day. And those who want to win 50K every week.
Week, yeah.
There's information for all of you. And it's brought to you by Land Lotto. But first, let's take a message from Land Lotto as we proceed on the show today.
But hey, you know, we need to step out right now. The news comes up at 12. Thank you, Lagos. You always come through.
That's right.
That you are the real MVP. Thank you for always coming through on this segment of the show. Shout out to all of you. And hey, we'll get in touch with the woman who requested to, you know, go on a date with Kingsley.
Yep.
And something might just happen.
You
right?
never know.
You would never know. So hey, we got to step aside. I am Andrea Duobi Teke.